Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
Oh my God, it's full on. Well,
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you wanna give that? We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and mess. Follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we see out, we're gonna out. Wouldn't believe how we rock it out.
Yo, this is the Darren Kincaid Show. We are broadcasting live November 7, 2010. I am Derek. There is Kay.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
How are you doing?
I am good.
Yeah?
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy daylight savings time.
Yes, everybody gets an extra hour today. Aren't you excited? This hour.
For the show.
Yes, 25 hours today.
25 hours?
Yes, because 2 o'clock happened tonight.
That's a long day. I'm going to have to get some sleep at some point.
You can get some sleep at your normal time. This is just an hour earlier to your body.
Well, it's great. I'm happy to have an extra hour.
Yeah, me too.
It makes me feel good.
It makes me feel good, but then it doesn't really make a difference in your life, does it?
It's just like that fun game. It used to be a lot earlier, too, right? It used to be in Rocktober.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, Rocktober?
Oh, dear. There you go.
Oh, by the way, I have a new one.
Oh, you do? Go ahead.
Because,
turn down the music. Let me hear the full force of that.
Yeah, thing. Because now it's November.
Uh-huh. Wow,
yeah,
okay.
Just, you know how much I like Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, you're a big Guns N' Roses fan.
So happy November.
Where the hell did you pull that one out of?
You know, from the whole song.
Let me guess. You played it Rock Band?
Actually, you know, I don't think we have that on Rock Band.
Really?
Even though the new Rock Band came out in Rocktober.
Oh,
but it is November.
Oh, my God.
Just wait for December if you like November.
Oh, December's going to be chock full of wacky holiday shtick, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Anyway, it was a busy weekend for me. I had not one but 2 concerts with cantata singers this weekend. So thank everybody who came out to hear us. It was, yes. We sing 2 very, very, very full concerts.
Wow.
Not getting out until at least 10:30 at night.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of music. But it was beautiful, and we pulled it off. For a couple of weeks there, it was looking a little bit sketchy, but.
The rehearsals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, boy.
You know, sometimes it just seems like you can't do it. And then it just
the
comes together. It's like a miracle. I can't believe it.
Anyway,
but it was amazing. And then I had church this morning. And, you know.
Jam-packed.
So no weekend for me, just busy weekdays. What about you?
Well, I did a little bit of work yesterday. And I met my dad for a great lunch today.
Did you guys have Indian?
We had Indian.
I'm so jealous.
At Udupi in Shrewsbury, this little unknown.
Shrewsbury, really?
The place is amazing.
Really?
It looks like nothing fancy. It's in a...
Do they have fancy homes in Shrewsbury? Is that like a upscale?
I don't know. It's Route 9. It looks like...
Oh, Route 9?
It doesn't look super great.
Oh.
And this thing's in a like a plaza with a like a price chopper.
Oh,
it looks like a pizza joint. It looks like a place you would probably not step foot in.
It looks nubby?
It looks a little nubs, but let me tell you, it's
so
amazing.
Inside?
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Awesome.
So we had a nice lunch. His birthday was earlier in the week.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Oh, he says hi, by the way.
Hi, Bob. What's going on?
He's asking all about the show. Very interested, but...
Did you ask him why he hasn't called in the past 9 weeks?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be listening, even though he's so interested.
Even though he's your dad.
I know. Well, I hope he's maybe listening now, and I hope he enjoys the show if he is.
I hope so as well. Oh, that reminds me. Somebody from Cantata Singers said they listened to the show, and it was very entertaining.
That's awesome.
Yes. So if you're listening to the show right now, become a fan on Facebook, because I know we're Facebook friends, and you can win a $10 Starbucks gift card. We'll be drawing by the random number generator at 6:30 once again. And you have 10 minutes until 6:40, if you can't do the math, to call in and claim your prize. And if you don't call in, we will pick another winner.
That's how it goes.
Just like last week. I can hold on to this forever, people.
Yeah, and the game keeps going.
The game keeps going.
Someone's bound to win.
Someone is bound to win. But if you have won in the last 6 months, you are not eligible.
That's right.
Especially since we haven't been on that long.
Sorry, Julie.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Hmm.
Anyway, I just opened this package of sweet tarts here that you have on the table.
Yeah.
And I'm disappointed because they are all the same flavor.
Oh, you win!
I win?
Yeah, I mean...
What does that mean?
Tic-tac-toe. Do you not like any of those flavors?
Any of you mean... You mean...
I mean, like, any of the same flavor? I don't know what I'm thinking.
It's what's the
pink...
You
don't like any of red.
What's the pink flavor?
I think the pink flavor is red.
Red?
It's like cherry. Do you not like that one?
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not as good as the purple.
The purple's your favorite?
Which
of
is
the
kind
sweet
of...
Tarts?
Is it like grape? Is that what the flavor is?
I think so. You know which one? I like the green one.
There's a green one?
Yeah, it's like chemical. It's good. I don't know which one it is, but it is good.
It's lab experiment?
It's something like that.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, I opened up my fridge today. I don't know what's going on. Tom went hiking with some school children's day.
Yeah, he's going to do that.
And I have these like clear containers in the fridge, and they're filled with like neon-colored liquid, and I don't know what they are.
Mm.
But I know that I didn't put them there.
Maybe it's like some kind of energy drink or Gatorade.
I was thinking maybe. But when I looked in the fridge today, I was like dumbfounded. I had no idea. I didn't know if it was like lab results or like what was going on there.
Yeah.
It was really odd. It's like egg coloring for like Easter eggs.
Wow. Maybe they're getting...
Great eggs. Great tea.
Oh, Sarah and her. Great eggs.
Oh,
great
love
tea.
It. Love it. Anyway, so get ready to call in at 6:30. We are not opening the phone lines until a little later in the show. But what do we want to do first? Do we want to get to the weird news first?
We can do some weird news.
I'm excited to hear some weird news.
I do have some weird news.
What do you got?
Well.
I got some good stuff later in the show. Oh, believe you me.
So, Halloween was last week and our show was... A Halloween show last week, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's
scary.
Right.
Yeah.
Very scary. So we get some news from Halloween, which is always going to be some weird news.
Wacky.
An Oregon couple is giving condoms to teens for trick-or-treaters on Halloween.
What?
That's right. Yeah. They take a different approach for a safe Halloween to take on a more meaning one by giving out condoms.
I'm offended. If I go to someone's house and they give me condoms, not candy, I'm immediately upset.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. There's one father is complaining of a 14-year-old girl who received condoms and thought that wasn't right.
Well, sure.
But they said anyone over 16 should be having that talk.
Anyone over 16? But then the 14-year-old girl received the condom.
And that's what's happening right now.
Good.
Thank you.
You just say Oregon, don't you?
Oregon? How is it supposed to be?
I think... I don't know how it's supposed to be.
We had this talk every time it comes up.
Every time.
No, I don't know, actually. I don't know how it's supposed to be. I'm interested. I'm
like, what time?
Oregon?
You said just now, Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
How should it be said?
I don't know. I always just say Oregon.
Oregon?
Oregon.
Did I not? I don't know how I said it now.
I don't know.
I don't know how I say it.
If you have any opinion about how it should be pronounced, please call in. I'm now opening the phone lines because now
fantastic.
I'm curious. Derek, what's the number? Or do you want to play the sound clip?
The number is 661-467-2416.
Is it Oregon or Oregon?
Oregon, Oregon, or Oregon.
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 Oregon. We have no idea which one it is. Although I always say Oregon. No, I say Oregon. Now I'm copying you. All right, what's your next story?
My next story. Oh, boy. From one of our favorite places, Florida.
Florida always has
always,
the greatest news.
Always a weird news item. We have a grandmother there who is trying to sell her 12-week-old grandson for $30,000.
Sell?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't really know how it works. I guess there was a third party that was interested.
Gay already? He already came out.
He already came out.
Wow.
I don't know. The original, she was originally trying to get $75,000, but I guess they talked her down.
Price cut.
Down to 30. Yeah.
Wow.
On sale. And investigators found out that the price of the baby was $30,000.
Was it black?
They didn't say
that.
Is
that why she tried to
sell it? But that's what's happening in Florida.
That's always what's happening in Florida, I guess. People trying to sell their kids or grandkids.
That's unbelievable.
Why not? Why the grandkid?
I wish
like,
I could show you a picture.
Where's the mom?
I should show you a picture of this, but I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, is it?
She's
rich.
Pretty, yeah.
Oh dear.
She looks like.
Like a winner.
Dyed blonde, straight hair, and dark glasses, and like that kind of.
You think like Marlboro
kinda,
Light?
Like, puckered mouth, grandmother.
Pack a day.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cigarettes and maybe some like wine coolers also. Remember wine coolers?
Yeah. That's...
Remember when you were like so excited to drink a wine cooler?
I never was. I was never into that because I was a male in high school. Actually, no, I didn't drink at all.
I didn't drink at all either. But when I did secretly, I drank a wine cooler. It was tasty.
I don't know if I've ever actually had a wine cooler.
Kool-Aid soda.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically. It's like alcoholic Kool-Aid soda.
That's sounding not so bad right now.
It's actually refreshing, but it immediately takes you down 10 notches if you're drinking a wine cooler.
Yeah.
Hey,
what do you want?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wine cooler.
Gin tonic, wine cooler.
Yeah, if you get a wine cooler, you're immediately judged. Immediately. Like, it's a judgmental, like, you can't, it's like, why don't you just say you're in the KKK? You getting a wine cooler?
Yeah. It's like, you have that in your hand. It's like red lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stigma.
Yeah.
There's a stigma associated with wine coolers. Anyway, you can also email the show at dkradio@gmail.com if you want to email your opinions in.
Yeah, I checked that and I didn't see anything.
We got one email.
We got one email?
Yes, we did.
Oh.
Guess who it's from?
You've got mail.
I don't know.
Google.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I saw that one. Damn it. I thought you were going to.
Damn them.
I thought, yeah.
I wish they would stop spamming me.
I wish they would start calling if they're going to send us email.
I know. I know. They probably already have my phone number and social security number.
That's right. That's how they work, right?
By Google. Yeah. No, it was about that lawsuit involving Google Buzz. I have no idea because I turned that off weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, but
it's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to it. Occasionally, I have people that say something from there, and I'm like, I didn't even know I did something in there because it's linked up.
Because it's Twitter.
Yeah, it's Twitter,
yeah.
And it's like Twitter people know what's going on my Twitter. But
I don't understand. I think it's a giant fail.
Yeah,
fail.
I think they're trying to.
I think they were trying. They were trying to be like Google, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
But I think it's a giant bomb. Sorry, Google. Where'd it go?
Yeah.
They're gonna take over the world, but I don't think. Yeah. I don't think they can beat Facebook. I'm sorry. Or Twitter.
They're all different. Their own animal.
Yeah.
They're all different.
Stop trying to take over the world, Google. Yeah, you heard us. But we like your website.
We
and
do.
Your search engine and mail.
Thank you for
and phone
having us.
Yes. What's your next story on the docket?
All right. We got a masked man arrested for.
Masked man is always fun.
Masked man arrested for disguising himself on a flight from Hong Kong to Canada. I know. Yeah, I got a picture of this, and I know you. I've got where it's here. It's over here.
Is that the whole wacky story? Or is there more?
That's pretty much it. But
that's it?
If you take a look at this, it's really kind of funny. I don't know if you can see that.
There's
some reference to Mission Impossible,
too. I saw that on CNN. Oh, Mission Impossible,
but
too?
He immediately got arrested.
Well,
he got arrested in the Vancouver airport.
Oh, I was just there.
Really?
Yeah, I love the Vancouver airport. It's a good time.
It's pretty funny. If you Google this, I'm sure you can see it. This young guy looks like an old guy.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was a little confused.
And that's what's happening in Hong Kong to Canada.
So he was trying to do one of these.
Yeah, Mission Impossible, right?
Okay. So he
had the mask. I mean, look at this. Like, it looks.
What is that? It looks like.
It looks pretty
legit.
He's got,
like stockings on his head. Why was he disguised? Did we even find that out?
They never said. I read the whole story here, and I didn't see. They didn't say anything about. I was just like, was something you wanted to do. You know, this day and age, you don't want to mess with any weird things on a air flight, especially
no.
a international air flight, right?
Yeah, especially because when I was at the airport, they were like, well, they wouldn't let me take like my stumbling all over myself today. Scissors that came with a manicure set.
Oh,
I had
right.
to take those out.
Yeah.
And the guy in my bag check, for some reason, didn't realize that all of my bottles had labels. And he was like, you should label these. And I'm like, look closer.
Oh.
Can you see the label maker labels that I
made
for all the bottles? But it was 3 in the morning. I guess I got to give him that. You know, it was late. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you don't want to get your shampoo mixed up with your conditioner.
Nope.
Or your mouthwash.
Nope.
That would be bad.
That would be very bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next?
I guess we'll go with one more here.
Okay.
Coming to us from New Jersey.
Jersey.
We have a burglar who decides to pull up some porn on a family computer during the crime scene.
It's always funny when it involves porn.
It's just such a weird mix.
Wait, what was that? What was the last part of that?
He's like robbing, first degree robbery.
Uh-huh.
And I guess while he's there, he has the family computer on a porn site.
That's a story.
That's pretty much the story. I'm looking.
Okay.
I'm trying to get other details here. He's watching it on the. Oh, yeah, on the family computer in the living room. That's pretty nice. And I guess he made off with some jewelry and some car keys and a cell phone.
Okay, I'm confused.
Nothing's happening in New Jersey.
So he broke into the house and was looking at porn on the family computer.
Yeah, I don't know if like.
Or was it his house? I'm very confused.
No. He's breaking into a house.
Oh, okay.
And
he looked at porn instead
yeah.
of stealing.
Yeah, I guess he's like one of those people that has to like maybe do it every 20 minutes. I don't know.
That's a tough
I
life.
I mean, how do you? I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either.
It's really strange.
Well, I guess if you have some sort of a problem, then I mean, what are you gonna do? I wonder what kind of porn site he was looking at.
They didn't give that information.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
No.
That would be entertaining for us.
That would be pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Like when it could be like the most robbed hit. I don't know, something. I'm trying to think of something funny.
Remember we used to play the game guess the sex site URL? Remember we had a bet on which site, what kind of sex site redlight.com was?
Yeah, that's right. That was fun. We thought of these random things and we're like, well, let's see what happens.
We could do that right now.
That could be fun.
What do you think redlight.com still exists?
I
think it'll freak out my computer.
I think so.
Let's
just take down the show.
Redlight.com.
That sounds like it could be one.
I think it's so hilarious. Oh, wait. It's like live chat. It's not even like a porn site anymore. It's like live text chat. That's interesting. What other good URL do you think we could come up with? Greenlight.com?
Greenlight. That could
be
good.
Greenlight.com?
And while you're at it, might as well check yellow light. Oh, no.
I'm going to have to erase my history after this.
Yeah.
Greenlight.com. Oh, boring. It's like mortgages and home loans.
Oh, I think I've heard of that, actually.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. What about yellow light?
Yellowlight.com. We're slowly loading.
We never got this far.
I don't think yellow light is anything.
Oh, no.
What's another good one, you think? Ask.com?
Ask.com.
What's
ask.com? Yeah, what is that? Someone could pick that by mistake instead of ask.
It's a sex site, you have to enter. It says it's...
Click
it says
to enter?
Yeah, I don't want to click to enter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not necessarily. It's got like a blonde chick on the front with her bra and panties on.
Wow.
Got panties on? No, she's got something else on. Oh, she's got one of those like little like garter things on.
Mm.
Yeah, but it just fades out at the bottom, so you can't see much after that.
Mm.
What's boob.com? What do you think that is?
Oh, let's check it out. They're like the strangest.
Oh, this is like the same donks as ass.com.
Oh, is it?
But she's in a different position now that she's got a whole, well, she's more clothes now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got like this pink and a black chemise on, and you must click to enter, which I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Interesting.
You can see the shoes now though too. Same hot chick though.
Wow, they got that. They got the cornered on like geeky, like body
yeah.
part names.
Boob.com. What do you think butt.com is?
That's also a good one. That one might be a little bit better or something. I don't know.
Videos, movies, clips, pictures, pics for free. Butt.com. Let's see. The best free butt tube site.
Wow.
Of course it's porn. And wow. These are things I can't even say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a shame that all these body part URLs are linked to porn.
Yeah.
Like what about leg.com? That sounds benign, doesn't it?
Oh, you think that one's
leg.com.
Something?
I don't know. I'm clicking on it. See what happens. Oh, no, it's not anything. It took me to, like, a Bing. Like,
why someone should get on that?
I know. We should squat it. Leg.com.
What would it be?
I don't know.
Hmm.
What's foot.com? That's got to be something.
Yeah, it's got to be something.
The Foot Health Network.
Oh.
Boring. Not porn. If it's not porn, we lose. What else?
I'm trying. I can't. Like thinking of like some like elbow.
Elbow.com?
I don't know, something. Armpit.
Armpit.com?
I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Armpit.com.
We got a winner?
It's a little weird. Okay, so it's like three columns and like a picture of like a dude in the middle, but like he's like a Fabio looking dude. And on the right it says armpit videos. Dark underarms, sweaty armpits, underarm waxing, ingrown armpit hair, armpit discoloration. I think it's one of those, like, get this product to, like, solve all of your, like, bodily function problems website.
Hmm.
Yeah, because it's, like, gross.
Yeah. What about, armpits?
What about knee.com?
Knee could be good.
Knee seems kind of benign, doesn't it? Oh, whoops. I pressed me.co, and that doesn't work.
Me.com.
Let's see. Nope, it's a knee injury website. Boring.
Trifling.
What about trifling. What about cheek?
Cheek.com? That's bound to be porn, right? Oh. Cheek.com. Candy for Android phones.
Oh.
Boring.
Damn.
What are the body parts after? Uvula? Uvula.com.
Wow.
It's like that little thing that hangs down. Oh, it didn't. It took me to like the Google search engine part of it. How strange. And just pictures of people's uvulas.
That's, oh. Okay. How about this one?
Okay.
Sweet Spot.
Sweetspot.com?
Yeah, what could that be?
Sweetspot.com. Do you think it's porn?
Don't forget about .net.
Oh, .net?
Something could be.
.net. It's kind of shady, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, okay, what do we got here?
Sweetspot.com is homes for students.
Oh, my God.
Well, do you want me to see what .net is?
All right, might as well.
Because .net's, like, shady. .net is, like, .com's, like shady sister.
I know, right?
That, like, works as a stripper.
Yeah. When they say .net, you gotta be like, I don't know.
Sweetspot.net is, like, adult like, search engine, like, searching for, like, like swingers and stuff. See?
Well,
.net always
.net,
a little
there
thing.
You go. Yeah. Well, I wonder if we should...
you want to take a little break?
We should end with that.
Okay.
Maybe we should take a break
though.
And come
okay.
back.
All right.
And if you have anything to say about Oregon, you can still call in.
What's the number?
661-467-2416.
All right.
Well, we'll hold your calls during the break, but we'll pick you up after that.
That's right.
We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Barbecue and foot massage. Joey's barbecue and foot massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat.
So why not open up somewhere American to sit down, enjoy a meal, and get your feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry stuff other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fits through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Take my money, baby, pay child support. Come on down here and get you a flight. Once they get that social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friend, not just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't that look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. That is the rule down here. Jones, good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass truck rental and storage.com/ Jones. Good ass barbecue and foot massage. HTML.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, at Derek and Mike. Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back, and Kay is boogieing out.
I love Boogie Wonderland, and I just want to repeat that our email address is dkradioshow@gmail.com. That's the letter D, the letter K, radio show, all one word, @gmail.com. Email us with a comment, a question, a complaint. Tell us we suck. Tell us we're awesome. It doesn't matter. Just send us an email, and we will answer you.
You've got something.
Anyway. Another week has passed, and that means we've got some more hot topics for the week. It is daylight savings time now again in fall back. That means everyone set their clocks back an hour. But if you set your alarm on an iPhone, you may be in trouble.
What? What's with an iPhone?
There's a glitch in the iPhone operating system that will cause recurring weekday alarms not to ring on time on Monday morning because of the end of daylight savings time, which occurs at 2 a.m. on Sunday in the United States. And Derek and I are laughing because neither of us have iPhones. We laugh and point at iPhones because we both have Palm.
Happy
Palm
owners.
Which adjusted happily to the savings
that was,
time.
That worked perfect for me.
There is a fix, though, so listen carefully. One.
Right, left, left.
No, that's the other one. That one works, though, in a lot of websites, too. Have you tried it?
No.
It's the Konami Contra code.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, the best.
That's awesome.
So if you have an iPhone, this is what you do. If you need to get up early tomorrow morning and you're not going to wake up from, like, your clock alarm. So one, open the clock application. Hey, you know what, though? I might be in trouble because I actually have an iPod Touch.
Oh, and you use that.
And
I use that as my alarm. Yeah.
Now I point and laugh at myself.
That's right. You've got to watch out for that.
Open the clock application. Click on the alarm icon at the bottom of the screen. Click the plus sign icon in the top right corner. Create an alarm and make sure you have the repeat option set to never.
Wow.
The glitch only occurs to repeat alarms, such as those workers have to wake up at the same time every day. Select the appropriate time, sound, and click save. After November 7th, you can again create repeat alarms without trouble. But you should delete any recurring alarms that you set before that date.
Wow.
So
that's really strange.
iPhone users, beware. If you have to get up early tomorrow, and you will be totally bitter when you get up at like 9.
Well, it's a good thing we have most people have the work week, so they can work out those kinks on a weekend, hopefully.
I hope so.
Some people.
Yeah, some people. I mean, I don't have a week working
Right.
Not, you know, I'm a 7-day a weeker. Oh, I'm getting ready to draw a number.
Oh, this is exciting.
Number generator for a fan on Facebook. So you can join in the next 3 seconds and you might be eligible.
Sign up quick.
Sign up quick.
I hope someone wins this time.
I know. So yeah. We're giving away a $10 gift card, and I'm going to draw a random number for the random number generator. So this is not me picking. This is a random thing.
And when Kay says that 100-sided dice, it's really amazing.
Fantastic.
But only the first 100 people are on it.
All right. So just give me 1 second here.
Roll the dice.
You want to put some like music on or something while I do this? It's hard for me to, like, multitask here.
Yeah, when you got that and you got the phone.
Yeah.
And, yeah. What would be a good... we can put this on.
Oh, dear. This is terrible.
For the contest.
Oh, God. Get ready.
Oh, wait.
Why don't we have a timpani either?
I know. We should have that. We'll work on that. The soundboard is getting bigger and bigger every week.
That's awesome. Yeah, I thought we should definitely have a timpani.
That would be good to have. Wow, the contest is on its way. People are lining up. People are looking at their Facebook. People
all right. What are the chances? Michelle Ostrowski.
Oh,
call
awesome.
In. Call in. Michelle, isn't she live in Alaska?
She lives in Alaska.
Do you think, what time is it there? 3:30?
Three hours back. I'm a little bit concerned about Michelle now.
Yeah.
Love Michelle. We've been friends actually since high school. But my concern here is she asked last time, if she can listen to the show live on dial-up.
Oh.
So I don't know if she's really listening live or not.
Oh, dear.
But
dial-up?
Let's hope.
She really has dial-up? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So let's hope that she'll come through. But 10 minutes on the clock?
10 minutes on the clock. You know, that brings the show. I'm going to, like, take the show into another direction right now.
The dial-up?
Speaking about dial-up, I'm gonna put off the Hot Topics for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because of something I was doing this afternoon. I was going through some old-ass media.
Oh, boy.
You know what I found? I found old audio tapes.
Wow.
Not just old audio tapes with, like, Paula Abdul on them.
Uh-huh.
Old audio tapes with me on them.
Oh, boy.
So included... You know it's going to be scary. ...is, like... fake talk shows from...
Yes, we were talking about this.
I've got one dated on... I'm saying the date, and it's June something, like 1987.
Wow.
Which means I was 10. And then I've got some karaoke from when I was 14.
Wow.
So that's... For those keeping score at home, that 20-year-old karaoke. Because I had a karaoke machine. My parents bought me one for a Christmas one year. And I was so excited because I had Gloria, the hits of Gloria Estefan.
Uh-huh, sure.
And I'm going to play you a little bit of The Words Get in the Way.
Oh.
14-year-old Kay Patterson.
Wait, is this you?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, my goodness. You brought, oh, my gosh.
I'm taking one for the team.
Wow. Amazing.
In the name of comedy, I'm taking one for the team. Broadcasting for the world to hear.
Unbelievable.
My 14-year-old self. Doing karaoke.
I can't wait to hear this.
And here it is. Oh, there's a little bit beforehand. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's like. It's my cousin on the phone. We are on speakerphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And both singing?
No. This starts now, the karaoke.
Wow.
Do you know this song, by the way?
I think
like
I do.
It's like an old Gloria
Estefan
song
know this.
From
yep.
like the 80s.
Yep, a little slow jam.
Yeah, here we go. My voice teacher would be appalled.
Wow.
Here we go. Oh, I started singing out now. Little flat.
There you go. You're singing.
Yeah. And now it's the hook.
The hook. Here we go.
I want to say So this is like 20-year-old karaoke.
Unbelievable.
By the way. So I thought it was hysterical. I also have The Rhythm Is Gonna Get You. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, let me start. I think I probably want to start in the middle with that one. Let's see. Maybe a...
Wow. This one's harder, right?
It's harder.
They get the reverb down, everything.
Yeah, there was
great.
You could control how much reverb you put in the machine. And let me just reiterate, the machine, it was like, you know, tape.
Yeah.
And it was like
it's
3 foot tall.
Right.
It was a joke.
But, I mean, not many people had that back then.
No, I was
kids must have been
so
excited.
Lucky.
You must have had some kids that were pretty excited to come over.
Yes, people were excited to come over and play. Well, not many, but, you know, a few.
Yeah.
And I was like, sigh. I would do this, like, every day after school.
Wow.
I had some Mariah Carey, but I didn't put that on the tape.
Yeah. You probably sound better then than she does now, right?
She sounded pretty good then. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, isn't she a little bit hardsome right now?
I don't know. She's preggo.
Oh, okay.
Do you know about that?
No.
I think she's like 40-something, too.
Okay.
And she definitely is preggo. Michelle Ostrowski, you have 4 minutes to call in.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, and then there's some other stuff from when I was, like, much younger. There's, like, some weird and wacky shtick at the end of every tape.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get a chance to, like, divide them into tracks, but there's definitely some weird stuff on here. I had this regular show called My Little Pony News.
My Little Pony News?
Yes.
Are you not going to bring that segment into our show?
No, but it had nothing to do with My Little Pony at all, which was the funniest thing. It was the weirdest thing ever.
My Little Pony News.
Yeah, My Little Pony News.
How long was this? Was this like a two-hour show?
No. It's always like 10 minutes. Wait a minute. Let me see here. Where do I have to go here?
My Little Pony News.
Yeah, My Little Pony News. It's pretty good. Oh, wait. Gotta go back. Because there's a keyboard intro.
And this is also
okay, yeah.
Is this older?
Yeah, this is older.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this is from, I think I might have been 10.
And this is a brand new My Little Pony News, and that's a brand new My Little Pony News thing. And now, we are going to have more facts, more interviews, and more jokes. Now.
I don't know.
We are going to have the latest news. But first, before the latest news, we are going to have a segment from the very, very first musical combo, My Little Pony News.
I put a segment in from like an older tape, which is kind of funny.
How did you do that?
I had one of those dual tape players.
Oh, fancy you.
Yeah, it was fancy.
Wow. It's like production work here.
Yeah, it's well edited.
Or sound boards. No way.
Snoopy was injured.
Oh.
The weather forecast. Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of soft. I don't know how much it can be heard over the air.
Yeah. Oh, that's a gem, though.
It is a gem. And I was disappointed because one of my tapes actually broke while I was trying to
on my
Walkman recording.
Well, you got them.
Now this is digital now.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's definitely some wacky shtick in here, like me playing with a.
What was that?
It's me playing with music boxes.
I think I did this too. I
did
still
you?
Did.
It's wacky shtick.
You won't have the embarrassment.
Oh. I had like all these wacky commercials.
Oh, commercial?
Yeah. Oh, there's My Little Pony News again. The intro again. I don't know why.
Oh, this is the intro on the keyboard.
Yeah, my old keyboard that I used to play on.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize the tune for My Little Pony News.
It was like the My Little Pony like cartoon theme music.
Okay.
It's so dumb.
Wow. What a gem that you have this.
It's so fantastic. Oh, you know what's going to happen now? I'm going to draw another random number from the random number generator.
Oh, that's the Michelle didn't call
it.
Yeah, too bad.
And now, for a commercial. Now I understand, but what about this? What about, well, sometimes I get angry at myself.
You get angry at yourself?
Oh, no.
Yeah, like when I took my brother's
bike. Obviously not me.
Well, if you took your brother's bike without asking, you should get
So we're drawing another another name at random here?
We're drawing another name at random. Let me turn off this tape for a second. Yeah, because we don't have a winner. So let's
see. Hopefully we can squeeze another one in here.
Generate. All right. What kind of Facebook notification action going on right now, though?
I know we got some new people today, so that's exciting.
New fans. We love it.
Let's keep this contest going. Maybe I'll play. Maybe I'll play a little bit of this. This is a cute contest.
All right, Lynette Richardson Hall. Whose wedding is it anyway? Call in.
Who is this?
What the heck is this, by the way?
I was going to come to this on YouTube, but
oh
these guys
are
great.
Oh my God.
It's good contest music.
Anyway, Lynette Richardson Hall, you're the winner. By the way, Lynette Richardson Hall was my wedding planner.
Oh, fantastic.
And is featured on the fabulous show, Whose Wedding Is It Anyway?
That's right.
She needs to call in within the next 10 minutes to win the Starbucks gift card.
Call in to win.
What's the number, Eric Kalish?
The number is 661-467-2416.
I am carefully watching the switchboard. The music is making me wet my pants.
That's
all
pretty
right.
Good.
Do you think we should take a break?
Oh, yeah, we should probably take a break.
All right, Lynette, don't call in during the break. Give us a minute, okay?
And we'll be right back after
this. Professionals.
This is the Darren King Pace Show.
It's super! It's heavy!
It's fun!
It's super happy fun ball!
Yes, it's super happy fun ball! The toy sensation that's sweeping the nation. Only $14.95 at participating stores. Get one today!
Warning. Pregnant women, the elderly, and children under 10 should avoid prolonged exposure to super happy fun ball. Caution. Super happy fun ball may suddenly accelerate to dangerous speed. Super happy fun ball contains a liquid core which, if exposed due to rapture, should not be touched, inhaled, or looked at. Do not use super happy fun ball on concrete. Discontinue use of super happy fun ball if any of the following occurs. Itching, vertigo, dizziness, blackouts, loss of balance or coordination, slurred speech, temporary blindness, profuse sweating, or heart palpitations. If super happy fun ball begins to smoke, get away immediately, seek shelter, and cover head. Super Happy Fun Ball may stick to certain types of skin. When not in use, Super Happy Fun Ball should be returned to its special container and kept under refrigeration. Failure to do so relieves the makers of Super Happy Fun Ball, Lucky Products Incorporated, and its parent company, Global Chemical Unlimited, of any and all liability. Ingredients of Super Happy Fun Ball include an unknown glowing substance which fell to Earth, presumably from outer space. Super Happy Fun Ball has been shipped to our troops in Saudi Arabia and is also being dropped by our warplanes in Iraq. Do not taunt Super Happy Fun Ball. Super Happy Fun Ball comes with a lifetime guarantee.
Super Happy Fun Ball. Accept no substitutes.
This is the Darren King Pace Show.
Call the Darren King Pace Show at 661-467-2416.
Just the Darren King Pace Show.
Hey, yo, it's the Derek and Kasia. We are back.
Yes, and the phone lines are now open again, so then yet please call within the next 7 minutes to claim your prize, or else I will give it away to someone else. Anyway, it's been kind of a weird show today.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. It's a weird November, weird energy in the show. I don't know what's going on. Oh, dear.
Right.
Do you want to do a little entertainment news while we're waiting?
Entertainment news is good.
Okay. Entertaining news.
It's always entertaining.
Always entertaining. I'm looking for my my entertainment music and I can't find it. I am a loser.
Oh, maybe you want to use
Oh no, I got it.
Oh, you got
it. I got it.
Okay.
No, I got different music.
All right, awesome.
I'm good. Here we go. All right. Oh gosh, so professional over here.
Hey-o.
Anyway, here's the entertainment news for the week. You know why I'm really sad right now? No more Super Nanny.
Super Nanny.
Super Nanny.
I never saw it.
She's the British woman. She yells at kids, turns good
kids
into good kids.
Oh, I did see part of that. That's right. It was sort of frightening.
Joe Frost. She's she's leaving the NBC show. Oh, I'm sorry, NBC, ABC show, because she wants to have her own kids. It's really too bad because I enjoyed watching her say, you know, be good to your mama.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah, it's
the ones
pretty
that
intense.
I saw.
Yeah, I'm really sad about that. Anyway, The Daily Show is the number one late night show with adults.
The Daily Show?
The Daily Show. So better than Conan O'Brien.
It's pretty good, although I don't really watch it.
Better than David Letterman. Better than Jay Leno. So take that. Everyone loves Jon Stewart instead of his song. The Chilean miner takes the limelight at the New York City Marathon.
Takes what?
Takes the limelight. He was this guy who was He ran down in the mine when they were stuck down there. This guy's name is Pena.
Pena?
Yeah, Edison Pena. His name's Edison.
Who's named Edison?
Who's named Edison in Chile?
That's really strange.
That is weird.
Sounds like, yeah.
Edison, anyway, Edison Pena was known as the runner. Maybe it's like a fake name. He ran. They asked him to like come down and like just hang out at the New York City Marathon, but he was like, no, I'm going to run it.
Wow.
So he ran it. And speaking of running, cross-country runner collides with a deer and fails to qualify for the state.
I think I heard of this. I think this got passed up on the weird news.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a girl was running and a deer jumped out in front of her and pwned her, and she didn't make it to the state meet.
But she kept going, right?
She did. She got up and kept going,
yeah.
But it just wasn't so good. You know what? That's all the entertainment news I've got. I just have more like hot topics.
Hot topics.
Yeah. Like whose city has the most bed bugs? Yeah, exactly.
Those are frightening.
Bed bugs are frightening because, you know, when...
Trifling.
When Tom was in Africa this summer, the first thing he told me in the email was he had a hotel with bed bugs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're like, don't bother coming home.
Yeah, I'm like, I should stay. I'll leave all of your clothes there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's where Oregon has performed the most treatments over the past 2 years for bed bugs.
Did you say Oregon?
No.
Sorry.
Orkin.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the
Orkin
man.
I gotcha.
Anyway, number one is Cincinnati.
Hmm.
Another city there. Columbus.
Yeah.
They got bed bugs all over the place. Chicago.
Chicago.
Denver. Detroit. Washington.
Hmm.
New York. Philadelphia, Dayton, Ohio, another Ohio city, by the way.
Ohio.
And Lynette, Baltimore.
Oh, no. So that's where they're treating the most?
Yes. You know what city did not make the list? Boston.
All right.
Yay! But I don't think that there are bed bugs here, but I'm hoping that there are fewer. But I guess they travel.
We wouldn't know if that means that they're actually being treated or whether they could be infested somewhere, but not so much high cases of being treated.
That's true. You think, like in Roxbury, they're like covered in bed bugs, but they just don't do anything.
We don't see the bites. Some people don't get bites. I don't know. Yeah. It's really gross. Frightening.
If anybody has ever had a bed bug experience, please call in or email the show
at
dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
That is gross.
That is gross.
Today, an AirTran flight made an emergency landing.
Uh-oh.
There was smoke in the cabin. It had 65 people on board. It was on its way to Louisiana. It was on its way from Louisiana and going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But they are expected to continue this evening. But everybody's safe. But there was smoke in the cabin.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be frightening.
Scary stuff. This is why I don't like to fly.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Halloween, police said two teenage boys who were dressed in Ku Klux Klan outfits as a prank attracted the ire of passersby in St. Helens, Oregon.
Oh, boy.
Oh, another Oregon story.
It comes up a lot.
So they were dressed as the KKK.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine. Like,
that's
craziness.
Yeah.
So if you bought your cheese at Costco in one of these five states, you might want to take it back because it's got E. coli in it.
Oh, boy.
Arizona, California, Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada. Your cheese is tainted.
Oh, man.
If you bought your cheese from Costco. Have you ever been in a Costco?
I haven't been in a Costco in time, but I was thinking
I'd
like to
bulk.
You've
been in a Costco ever?
Yeah, I'd like to buy things in bulk. Yeah.
What kind of things do you need from Costco on a regular basis?
Well, just like everything you buy. It'd be nice to have like cases of it.
Like what?
Oh, yeah, like you got your soda.
Toilet paper?
Yeah, toilet paper. I got like a big pack of toilet paper. I like to get things in bulk.
All right, choosing another Facebook fan for the win.
Oh, time's up?
Time is up.
Oh, man.
Rachel Shapiro, call in. You are the next winner.
Rachel.
You have 10 minutes. Well, you have really until the end of the show, which could be 5 or 6 minutes.
Oh,
so
there's a chance she could be listening.
What's the number again, Derek Kalish?
The number to win is 661-467-2416.
Cousin Rachel.
Identical cousin Rachel.
Call in to win your $10
awesome.
Starbucks gift card.
$10. You like coffee, you like tea, you can get a couple of those.
Yeah, just a couple.
Thanks.
For $10. Also, if you have bought products with cilantro from Trader Joe's.
Oh, no.
In these states, you may also have E. coli.
Oh, my gosh. This is horrible.
It is horrible because I was just eating something from Trader Joe's this afternoon.
Love Trader Joe's.
And then I read that story and I started to freak out.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but I think it's out west. I think it's California.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. What else? God. Yeah. It's California. California.
Okay.
That's
what we got to watch out for.
Yeah. Got to watch out for the California stuff. Oh, really? Sorry. So it's all stores. If you have the cilantro dressing or spicy peanut vinaigrette.
Oh, my gosh. I think I've had those before. I don't have them here.
With a sell-by date. Okay. Okay, really? They've got to be. No, this has got to be a typo because it says with a sell-by date of January 9th, 2001.
Mm.
If you have something in your house with a sell-by date of 2001, you definitely shouldn't eat it.
You're having some different kind of problems.
Yeah.
It's only 9 years old.
I think they
probably
mean.
Yeah, it might be all right. I haven't opened it.
I think they have them 11.
Wow.
So it's California, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington for the cilantro pecan dip, which sounds nasty, actually.
Cilantro pecan dip? What is that even?
What the hell is that?
Salad dressing?
I don't know.
I love cilantro.
I do love it, too.
I love pecans, but I don't know what they're talking about. What's
cilantro
a pecan? Is it a dip for pecans?
Or
is it a dip that has pecans? Pecan.
You know, maybe it's like cilantro pesto. It sounds gross, no matter what it is.
I tried that before and it wasn't good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think it would be good.
I don't know what it was.
Cilantro pecan dip?
I don't know what that even is.
Someone tell us what that is. Someone email the show, call us. I don't know. It just sounds horrible.
If you had it before and you love it,
I think if you have cilantro pecan dip, you deserve your fate with E. coli.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, it's not, but it's funny. So good news, creeping on Facebook has its benefits.
Oh.
Just ask a mom who's 2 years old, 2 year old potentially fatal eye cancer was spotted by a friend perusing her site.
What?
Yes. It's not the red eye that caught Nicola Sharp's attention, but a rather suspicious looking white reflection that made the 42-year-old nurse from England take note when she was clicking through Michelle Friedman's Facebook photos. So they diagnosed the cancer that she had an eye and saved a life just by peeping on Facebook.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Well, now I don't have to go to the eye doctor. I can just
post your pictures on Facebook and have people diagnose you.
Friends with my doctors.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad that wasn't on mic. The world's oldest person is dead.
Oh.
She was 114. She was 114 years. It's time to end the show, isn't it? She was 114 years old. This is Eugenie Blanchard.
Uh-huh.
The thing that creeps me out is her like nickname was like douchey or douchey.
Oh,
it's spelled D O U C H Y. Is it
douchey
or Dutchie? I don't know. It's a Dutch Creole word that translates to sweet because she often gave children candy to bribe them into religious studies.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's great. Douchey.
Douchey?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe that can be my new nickname. If I bribe children into going to Sunday school?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Christ likes candy.
I don't know.
Wow.
That's weird.
That is pretty weird.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Anyway, there was also a volcano in Indonesia that is not good.
I haven't heard of this.
You haven't heard about this? This is a Saturday. The amount of Saturday. I don't know if it actually happened. It happened on Friday. A volcanic eruption on Mount Merapi in central Java, bringing the total number of deaths to about 120 people.
Ooh.
Okay.
Jeez.
Explain to me this. Explain how you die in a volcano.
Yeah, isn't it? Well, I know if you don't leave it, I mean, a lot of that stuff can be, like, the air can be, bad quality.
But how fast is the lava coming down? Is it like?
Yeah, I never feel like that's that fast. And don't people get a pretty good heads
warning?
Up on that sort of thing?
Maybe.
I would think.
I don't understand how you can perish in when a volcano erupts. I mean, I know Pompeii killed everyone.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a long time ago. They didn't have much going on. They didn't have, like, money, weather forecast or anything like that.
Yeah,
or, like,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
back
volcano,
in the day, right.
You know, things that, but, like.
We know when it's going to rain. I mean, we're in
yeah.
the
I mean, don't they have, like, cars? I mean, can't you just drive away?
I don't know. It seems like it. It's like, oh,
I mean,
no, here it comes.
Maybe I'm stupid.
I mean,
maybe I'm a total idiot. I just don't know how you sleep on a volcano is erupting,
yeah.
And maybe you should get out of Dodge.
It's like honey rolling down a mountain. I mean,
yes,
it's not,
exactly.
I mean, I don't like to point fun at them, but
you know, we're not making
does,
fun.
Yeah,
I'm genuinely.
I don't really understand that
confused.
Either.
Well,
air quality can be bad.
Depressing note to end the show on,
yeah,
wasn't it? Sorry, not funny at all.
Do we have something else that would be feel good?
Maybe a little more audio from me.
Oh.
I don't know. Pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
Let's see. What do I got here? We had a wacky show today.
It is pretty wacky.
Because I like nothing's going on.
Oh, here's something a little funny.
Uh-oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, this isn't like haha funny, but here's a here's a Canadian couple that won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
10.9.
Mm-hmm.
They give
Canadian dollars.
Yeah, so it's only like, you know, like a million.
It's only $2. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We're just joshing.
Yeah. They decide to donate 98% of it.
What?
They're like, we're old. We don't really need it. We're just plain old folks.
Where are they donated to? The Human Fund.
I don't. Back into the lottery. No, I don't. I don't.
They donated it.
Yeah, they donated it.
Oh.
Unbelievable, huh? I wish I was friends or some kind of...
I know. I wish I would... I had,
something like that.
I wish I was a charity.
A charity.
Yeah.
I don't know if they...
Donated it to me.
Brought it to one charity because that would really change things. But.
I guess. All right. Well, I guess that's the end of our show this week. It's a little wacky. No one wins.
No
yet.
One wins?
Nobody.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Next week, somebody better win.
I would hope so.
Me too. It's a crazy wackiness. Anyway, join week. That lady probably talked over my. She probably stepped
yeah,
on my plug.
I hate when that happens.
Anyway, join us next week at the very same time. Hopefully, your body will be adjusted by then. You can give us a call, the show, or you can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook and look at our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com. Even though I haven't posted anything there in weeks.
Yeah, and
we get some down music to end the show.
Well, it's supposed to come up here. it's supposed to go into this. It's a little bit down, but
all
it's
right.
November.
Okay, all
yeah,
right.
It's November.
All right.
November rain.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Wacky. All right. This is a wacky show. No, what the hell is going on? Anyway, have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
And catch us next week.
And we'll see you next week. Bye. Weirdness.
This is the Derek and K Show.